Cool the Fire by lead visionary Paul Chatterjee. Start by putting your feet flat on the ground. Wiggle your toes and then get your feet comfortable. Now, close your eyes, focus on your chest and lungs, and take a deep breath in, then slowly let it out. Once again, in, one, two, three, and out, one, two, three. Now that you're grounded and focused on just the air going in and out of your body, sit back and relax. Shift your shoulders back, opening your chest to clear the path for easy breathing. As you focus on your breath, think what you're doing, bringing new clean energy and oxygen into your body and allowing you to push the negative energy along with all the used up air back out. In our daily lives, we always need this refreshing, and many times we're faced with crises that may appear as fires that have to be immediately addressed. Fires are hot, rapidly moving objects that consume the oxygen and destroy everything in their path. However, fire can also be contained and controlled. It's used for cooking, to bring light, and other beneficial applications. But how do you control the fires around you? Let's start by creating an image of you controlling the fire, like you did when you were younger. At the simplest level, for a birthday or celebration, the fires were displayed to you, contained and controlled, in something as simple as a candle on a cake. In these times, as the fire was loose and on its own, there may have even been multiple fires, and you were able to control all of them. They did not merge, and they did not create a mess or a big problem. Think back. How did you control these fires? How did you put them out so they didn't create a bigger problem? Simply with your breath and the exchange of energy it brings. With your eyes closed, look straight ahead and focus on an image of a single candle with a flame on top of it. Now narrow the focus to just the top, which is the flame, and see the complexity in the yellows and the reds that make it up, the movement, the fluidity, and how it reacts to the slightest changes in the air and the environment around you. Even the heat it generates on its own makes it change. Now focus a little bit further back and think about your lungs and your breath. As you take a deep breath in and then slowly let it out, direct the steady path of air toward the flame. As you're doing that, picture the air rushing to the flame and then slowly extinguishing it, so all that remains is the smoke from where it used to be. Now picture your vision spreading wide and seeing all the flames and all the fires that surround you. In this vision, you're going to take the time to blow them out one by one, like you would at a birthday. So deep breath in and blow out the next candle. Turn to face another fire. Deep breath in and blow out the next candle. As you continue doing this for a few seconds, picture going in a complete circle, putting all the fires that surround you out. Now, when you have finished, wiggle your toes. Take a deep breath in, and as you blow out, open your eyes, knowing that you've now cooled all of these fires and can move forward without fear in any direction, because there's no fires and no crisis blocking your way.